Welcome back to the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. This is Jimmy. I'm the Associate Creative Director for Manuel here at AGM, and I'd like to welcome our new listeners as well. Go ahead and hit subscribe to get the most up-to-date and best social marketing tips out there. This is part two of Manuel's interview with Danny Monzone. In part two, they talk about the opportunity that lies within the wave of ManyChat and Messenger marketing when it comes to Instagram, WhatsApp, and what we see as the future of ManyChat and chat marketing. And as an added bonus, Manuel goes over important pieces of information that you'll need to take advantage of the multi-channel opportunity for Black Friday and the holiday shopping season. So check it out, guys.
Okay, Danny, did we pause for taste identification?
I didn't pause. I just kept talking in improv. So I think that we're good. Let's just continue our conversation. Things like this happen, and you know, we're always prepared for, you know, this sort of thing. You know, I've had it once a live. I was doing a live in the, you know, outdoors, and a flying object, a bug, just flew in my mouth during a live. So we've been through things like this.
All right. Well, okay, good. So it killed the flow because I was about to spit out gold, and now I lost it. Just kidding.
Okay, great. We were talking about the opportunity that lies, you know, in this wave. So we were talking about the rumors of official rumors of WhatsApp joining, you know, the messaging game with Messenger and the DMs on Instagram, and what that might represent for an agency for a Latino market.
I can tell you one thing. I'm going to be sitting down in that seminar by Michael on the front stage, on the front row, paying attention, because that one is going to be, I can't wait to see what they put together. Hopefully it's quite massive. I was just explaining how, just picture that for a second. Like right now I can tell you that when we did, I don't know how long you've been doing ManyChat, but I go way back to the beginning stages of the platform. And I thought it was like the most incredible thing. It was so like unreal how we could build conversations and flows and, you know, drag and drop an image there. And that was so cool. We didn't really think about how it would end up being a multi-channel platform that you can do email marketing in, you can do text messaging marketing, and you can do all those things. So imagine what's going to keep on the world of marketing keeps on presenting to us a roadmap that all we got to do is pay attention and learn and then get into execution, which is my obsession, Danny. My obsession is to ride the waves of marketing because these waves are happening with or without you. So, sure. You know, there's a platform that develops a new opportunity. Well, you want to jump all over that. Chat marketing, it's here to stay for a while. Text messaging for us is such an important platform. So the ability to have this all within ManyChat, I predict ManyChat becoming more of a CRM over the years. So we can actually manage everything on the platform itself. They still got a lot of work to do on the platform, but I see them moving really fast, and I can see this being a big part of their concentration, just being a central location for you to bring in your identities and manage all your sequences on email and all your multi-channel content and all your communication on Messenger. I think that's going to be the direction that ManyChat is going to be headed towards. I'm sure that down the line, they want to compete against all these big boys, the Constant Contacts, the Fusionsoft, the ActiveCampaigns, the MailChimp. They're going to try to earn their right to compete with these big boys right there, to be a standalone CRM on its own. They come already pretty deep into that world already, like the ability to give us data e-commerce wise as to what your audiences are helping you generate e-commerce wise. It's quite something. Like right now, if you set up correctly the ManyChat code on your e-commerce channel, ManyChat is going to tell you how much money is being generated from what you're creating inside ManyChat. And that includes your text messaging campaign, your email campaigns, your Messenger campaign. And that's something that, for example, a platform like Klaviyo, which is it's an e-commerce email marketing platform, they have done that. They mastered that subject. If you guys wanted to know who's the king of email marketing for e-commerce platforms, it's really Klaviyo. They have done that better than anybody else. So ManyChat is going to try to get closer to that particular performance, and they're gonna make sure that they take a good share of this particular market right here, and integrating with WhatsApp and Instagram and making chat marketing more omnipresent across all these platforms is definitely going to be a big part of what their goals are. If you ask me what is the thing that I did to get so much expansion in this last year, I went really deep into the ManyChat world, Danny, like with this whole multi-channel thing. Like, we have 50% of our sales in Natural Slim are consultants over the phone, and 50% of the sales are e-commerce. Well, we have built this world with ManyChat of text messaging, email marketing, messenger marketing, depending on the rules and the 24-hour rules and the interaction, and then also making ManyChat and Messenger the top of the funnel. That's something important to know. It is the top of the funnel. I bring them from Facebook. I bring them from all the different places into ManyChat to give them some value. And then I nurture. And then I lead them towards my conversion path along the way. So that's been the driver.
I love a lot of what you said. It seems that ManyChat has a really good relationship with Facebook. Isn't that right? They're going to have one of the top executives from Messenger here for the second time. You know, and you know, you just asked me, you know, how long I've been building bots, and it's you know, this journey started in summer 2017 when we didn't have a flow builder, right? It was quite different, but. So they had this. They had two executives from Facebook, right? And they told us, "You guys are 1% of the 1%." And that's when that cool toy that I was toying with became real to me. And so they're having this year again one of the VPs from Messenger coming to the conference. It seems that they have a really good relationship, because even one of the rules that was supposed to change in January, they pushed it forward to like March. Isn't that right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly. So they have a lot of data that it's based on their relationship with the guys internally. So that's really good. I'm excited to hear that particular seminar too. See what they have for us, and what's the overview, the bird's eye picture in the world of Messenger. So I think we still got a long runway to dominate with this marketing platform right here, Danny, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And in closing, so you are definitely one of my top picks to not miss this year. Who is one of your top picks this year not to miss among this star-studded lineup?
Wow. I always love listening to Damon John. He's such a rock star, such a story, such an incredible guy to listen to, especially if you want to get business acumen and increase your own skill as an entrepreneur. That's something that I'm looking forward to myself. I already said Michael Yang. I want to hear what Mike has to say. That's always also aligning with launches that he's going to announce to the world and improvements to the platform. So I can't wait to hear that. I want to hear Billy Jean. I want to see what Billy has to say. Yeah. That's an interesting part of conversations, first time speaker in conversations. So that will be interesting to hear his angle, his marketing angle. I know his marketing, he's not a ManyChat expert per se, but I'm interested to see what he has to offer. It's a great agency for sure. Let's see. What's your favorite, Danny? What are you looking forward to yourself? Give me some tips.
Yeah, well, Ryan Dice is one of those guys that'll, spit a lot of fundamentals, right? That, again, not so much ManyChat or strategy within ManyChat, but he'll put together a presentation that is really good fundamentals for us to go and translate, into the flow builder, into the dynamics, into the psychology of the conversations that we put together, right? So Ryan Dice is always on top of my list. And of course, the guys whom I never have heard speaking before. So Damon John, I mean, you see him in Shark Tank, you saw him at the at the webinar earlier a couple of months ago on the ManyChat channel, but I've never heard him, you know, on an extended session like I imagine he's about to have. And of course, Billie Jean, right? So another guy that has built an empire, and also not a ManyChat person, but again, I'm eager to see the angle because last year I've never heard you speak. I never heard you speak, and when I heard you, I'm like, man, you know, you became like on my radar, and that's why I approached you, you know, after your talk there last year. So, yeah, for sure, and you know, they'll.
Something that I'll say,
Mike Yang's. Go ahead.
No, you say Mike Yang.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, you know, during his keynote, of course, he's going to disclose some updates, and I don't know any of the updates he's going to disclose. So before you guys go and start messaging me privately, I know nothing about the updates. All I know that is that at the third day, I myself here at Deem Digital will have an announcement, but it has nothing to do with the updates internally within ManyChat. So I'm looking forward to what he has to say, and of course the updates that are going to be game changing.
Yeah. So you know something that that I hope that there's an improvement from last year, Danny. I think that the world, the public, the audience needs more ManyChat strategies, more ManyChat basics, what to do, how to drag and drop, how to put it here, how to a simple thing, for example, how to extract a phone number. Hopefully there's going to be a little bit more than that. I know that's not like mind-blowing speakers like Damon and John, but still I think that's something that's will be very valuable to the world at large. Some people don't even understand the basics of extracting a phone number, something as simple as that. A user input and making sure that user input is saved on the system field and basics like that, you know? So that those are important basics to understand. Now, nothing that is not already out there that you can learn, but up-to-date training would be something that I would definitely love to see just for the benefit of the audience. So they can get a lot more value. So anyways, Danny, going back to a question that you asked me that I didn't answer, you were talking about Black Friday and something that we can talk about that on that subject.
Yeah.
Here's something that I will tell you for all of you guys that are listening to this, watching this this webinar, either live or replay. Hot tip. It's October, as I'm recording this right now, October 5th, we still got a good solid month and a half until Black Friday. If you haven't accumulated phone numbers and emails yet, you will be in trouble, right? Because you're not going to be able to promote much because of the Facebook rules. It's not Facebook's fault. It's your fault for not taking advantage of the multi-channel opportunities. Facebook is doing whatever they can to avoid becoming email marketing part two. They don't want to become a spam machine. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, the history of the word spam. You should check it out. Just Google spam and look at the derivation and the origin of the word. And I thought it was something so funny because it goes back to a TV show, popular TV show, that was going on, I believe, in the 80s. There was a bunch of kids in the table of this TV show. I don't know anything about the TV show because I didn't watch it myself, but I studied the history of the word. And a bunch of kids were complaining about the food, and they were all banging the tables. We want spam. We want spam. And it was kind of like something funny. It was a joke that they were pulling off, that they hated this food, but they were still getting it. And it became equivalent or synonym with communication that we hate. So Facebook has been trying to avoid becoming spam. And I understand that. And I have been pushing Facebook long enough to just trust their decisions and their view along the way, because they are more often right than wrong. And they're doing it because they're trying to make money. And how do they make money? They make money with us. They make money with us giving them money. If we don't give them money, they don't grow. As simple as that. Facebook is not trying to protect their audience. The only reason they're trying to protect their audience is because if they lose the audience, they stop getting money from us, the advertisers. It's very logical what they're doing. So they're trying to protect the platform. So the people stay on the platform and advertisers and brands can keep on giving money to them. So Black Friday, what can you do to maximize this experience? Well, we're going to break records. I can tell you that. In our case, we're going to make sure that we crush any 2019 Black Friday numbers for e-commerce. I know it's going to be like insane. And we're getting, we're in the middle of like bringing in temporary tents to our building so we can actually bring in all the inventory and be ready, because it gets really, really crazy for us. Wow. So how do you get set up for this? If you haven't accumulated, if you're one of those old timer messenger marketers and you haven't accumulated phone numbers and emails and you haven't figured out an excuse to extract that information, like, hey, I want to make sure that I give you this document, but before I do, I want to confirm your number. Is this your number below? Just tap it if it is. Simple things like that. Or, hey, I want to send you this document, but I need your email in order to do so. Can you please do information below? Is this your email below? Or, hey, I want to give you access to my mini course. You have to get creative and figure out an excuse. If you haven't done so yet, please put attention to this. Over the next 6 weeks or so, extract phone numbers, extract email addresses. And if you do that, you're not going to be affect of the 24-hour rule. You can actually communicate to your people as much as you want on email and text message. Of course, you have to pay to play, because you have to pay to send text messages. You have to pay to send emails, but it is what it is. That's the world of marketing. That's where we live in right now. Sure. If you haven't done that, get started with that now. Don't wait for it. Now, let's say that you have done that, and you got phone numbers and you got emails and you're thinking about next level strategies. Well, this is what you can do. There's something called OTN, which is one-time notifications. And they're very simple to set up. And if you get somebody to tap on it and say, yes, I want to get notified, you have just earned the right to promote the heck out of these people, any products that you have. So what you want to start doing now is, in your broadcasting, start letting people know about the upcoming. So when somebody's coming into your world in ManyChat, whether that is through text message or through email or through Messenger, whatever the case may be, make sure that you're letting them know and start building up the excitement about your Black Friday specials, offers that are not going to be available at any other time. And you let them know that, hey, if you want to be notified, just click the button below and I'll make sure that you're notified on the day of Black Friday itself. If you do that, and if you do that consistently, you can actually have a big list to message at 90% open rates directly on Messenger, which is going to help you quite a bit during the Black Friday sales. That's something that you can actually get set up right now. If you, let's say that you're like, okay, so I already maxed out the broadcast and I can't do it anymore. Well, you know what you can do now? You're going to have to set up a paid broadcasting and you're going to do pay to play so you can message people outside the 24-hour window. And this can be done directly on ManyChat. If you don't have familiarity with the Facebook Business Manager, directly on ManyChat, there is an ad setup that you can connect your Facebook Ads Manager with it and then do it there. Or you can do it more on the, if you're connected with the Facebook advertising world and you like the Business Manager and you understand how to use it well, you go to Business Manager and you can set up your broadcast there, the paid promotion, and trickle it. Don't have to spend too much money. Just trickle it over the next 6 weeks and invite people to get notified about your Black Friday deals. And when the time comes, you're going to be able to hit go together with another billion marketers and businesses. But you are going to have priority because you set up one-time notifications with these people. So you got to get started implementing that strategy.
That's right. And I'm going to have to watch this tape again, because you just gave tips for three different scenarios, right? Preparing for Black Friday. So there you have it, guys. This guy doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk and he gives powerful tips that you can implement right now. Like right now after this, you can implement these things. Remember, it's pay to play. Attention is in digital now, and a lot of players are going to invest in digital. Don't be left out, because if you're waiting for Wednesday to launch anything for that Thursday and Friday, you're way behind the game. You might as well wait for next year because you won't get any attention that way.
That's right. Not only that, Facebook might not even send out your broadcast if you don't get it coordinated early enough. ManyChat, prepare for it because it's going to get overloaded. If ManyChat had a tough time dealing with the volume last year, it's going to get tougher right now because ManyChat is at a whole different level. So you got to set up ahead. You got to set up early. I know on the Facebook advertising world, you have to set up really early and set up for approval because 24-hour approvals can turn into 3-day approvals for any advertising. So you got to set up really fast.
Yeah. So there you have it, guys. I hope that you took a lot of notes because I certainly did. 2.5 pages. And when I review the tape, it's probably going to be a couple of pages more because I'm getting ready to not only put these things into content, but into action because that's how we find results, right? I definitely want to mimic some of the things that the big powerhouse agencies are doing in order to, you know, serve more brands around the world and with results, not just with theory. So thank you so much, Manuel. I'll definitely be in touch. You are 4 hours away. Next time I'm around the area, I'll shoot you a text message or something and see maybe we can catch up.
Absolutely, Danny. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I appreciate it. Muchas gracias.
All right.
Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Facebook Ninja Podcast. If you want to learn more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then sign up for the Manuel Suarez coaching program by heading over to our website, manuelsuarez.com/coaching.